Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How are y'all this evening? God is truly great and wonderfully to be praised. He is just the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. I'm just so, so happy to be here this evening to just have a simple conversation between you and I. Amen.
Amen.
You just tuned in to Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Maureen Lee, with the Daughters of Ruth. I don't know what number show this is, the episode this evening, so bear with us. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm just, as you know, we took the move to Locust Grove, Georgia. God is being so good. He's really teaching us patience this evening. So as I begin to talk to y'all about how good he is, although you go through some things, my topic tonight is patience. Amen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes no matter what the situation is, we have to learn patience. Yes, I'm speaking to myself as I speak to you, because this has been an uphill battle. But you know, my God is so awesome, so amazing, so wonderful, so loving, caring, and kind. I'm just grateful to see where he has us go next. Amen. And I just wanted to share this with you because of how good he is. I want everybody to know my God is awesome. My God is fabulous. Amen. And I wanted to talk to y'all this evening about patience. And the next thing is timing or time. Amen. And you know, I always try to back everything up with a scripture. And we're going to go, I'm going to explain the word patience. Able to accept or tolerate a delay, a problem, or suffering without becoming angry, anxious, or having anxiety. Mm-hmm. Be patient. Your time will come. Mm-hmm. Your time will come. Your time, amen, will come. And that takes us to 2 Peter. Y'all can just write it down because I have to get a new Bible. So, like, just bear with me a little bit while I go to 2 Peter with you guys. Amen. Because I really, like I said, I'm going to make it plain to you, because this is how God dealt with me the past couple of weeks. And if y'all only, I can laugh my way through these things right now, because I know there is a God. And he really looks down and focuses. I take it personal. Don't get mad at me no more really, okay? Because that's how my daddy is. He's patient. Amen. And I just want to just reach out this evening. My grandkids are pretty loud this evening, knowing that, okay? But I'm going to stop 1 second and give you the definition of time. Okay? to identify continued progress or existing events, past, present, future, regardless, as a whole. Travel through space and time, a point of time measured in hours, minutes, past midnight and or noon. Okay, now stay with me because I'm going somewhere with this. Okay, I'm really going somewhere with y'all. I want y'all to really, like, hear me because the things me and my husband went through the last couple of, I would say, couple of months during our move is really, it's nothing but God. Nothing, I'm going to say it again, nothing but God, because it's like hard to explain to you what I'm saying, but the way God does do us, the way he love on us, the way he puts all others, even us, before himself, just to give us chance after chance after chance. And it's just, oh, my God, I'm just excited this evening. And I'm sorry, I want you to go to 1 Corinthians. My notes got a little discombobulated. But I'm just excited, you guys. 1 Corinthians 1, 13 and 4. 1 Corinthians 1, 13 and 4. Okay, I have to do one thing, you guys, so just bear with me. People trying to get on, but they said the line is kind of full, so be patient. 13 and 4. Y'all with me? 13 and 4. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live. Live in him. It's just certain things he say in his scripture, and we shall live by power of God towards you. Although in his weakest hour, he still had power. And during our weakest hour, we still have power. I'm going to say that again. During our weakest hour, we still have power. So if God going through in his weakness hour being crucified, yet by having the power of God, he still had power during his weakness time. Amen. And during our weakness time, God taught me a word called patience. And if my sister was on here, she'll tell you, oh, yes, I had to remind Maureen often about patience. I talked to Chappie, and she talked about being patient. Although people that know me, it's like, okay, God, patience, really? Can you speak it to me? About patience? Okay, you got jokes. But he said, oh, yes, baby, I'm talking to you. I'm going to take y'all through something. So when y'all come out on the other side, you'll know it's nothing but me. It's nothing but his grace, his mercy, and his favor through this difficult transition. The move was sweet. I told you, we had some little issues where when you rent a truck, they go by the feet and the inches and the cubic feet. So when we rented the truck, we agreed. I said, I need a 26-foot truck. I need the whole truck. They said, fine. They gave me a price of, I would say, $4,500, $4,700. I said, okay, that's good. gave them half the money. The other half was supposed to get there on the arrival of the truck. We get there, we getting ready to unload, and they give me a bill for $6,000. I said, what? That ain't what we agreed to. I said, a 27-foot truck. I told them who I was, how many grandkids, what was going to be on the truck, gave them the spill. They took pictures. They knew. And then what happens when you move in cross country is you see a broker. The broker finds you the movers. So I'm thinking I'm dealing with the movers. No, it was a broker company. The broker told them one thing, different from what I told them, but with the contract the broker sent me was what we agreed to. And then when I went to try to go to the contractor, the broker again, it's no such of there. You have reached this number by error. This company do not exist. I'm like, oh, my God, they got me. So my stuff stayed in storage for a while before we could receive it. But God was, like, talking to me then. Okay, patience. Again, I didn't listen. I was trying to move heaven and you know what else to get to my thing. Like, I'm calling Peter, Paul, and Mary. Like, what can I do about this? And then I start researching how a lot of companies were doing the same thing. So it is a big civil suit, and Yes, I did put my husband and I name in there. Amen. I sure did. Yes, I did. So we should be hearing from them shortly. Amen. Because certain things God don't play a sense. He gave us sense. So I want y'all to use your sense. Okay? And that was a patient moment for me. The other one that's teaching my husband about patience in God's time, not ours, is finances. Oh, yeah, that word, yes, I said it, finances. Although he retired, we still had to wait almost 5 months to receive his retirement. Lucky thing, we tried to pay a couple months when our mortgage now, and I like saying that, y'all, our mortgage now, because the city was closed, this and that was happening. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong, okay? So in the midst of that, my husband getting stressed out about that. It's going on 5 months where stuff is like the major bills are taken care of, grace and mercy. The food was taken care of because my sister down here in Atlanta done set us up with the food bank and was giving out food to people who needed, who, you know, he needed a helping hand, and she named it the Daughters of Ruth Ministry. So she did that, so we was able to go to the food bank, get food for the cupboard, and to feed the grandkids. So God was good, because he set it up. Somebody say, set it up, set you up. Yes, he did. God set us up that we didn't have to worry about that part of life. Amen? But this is how God do things. Now, have you, think about what I'm saying to you. I still didn't have an income, okay? Well, we still didn't have an income because he retired. They just put me out on disability. So God is still moving. So all the major bills were being, I tell you, like our water bill was $26. Somebody say hallelujah. And I was like, God, the water bill was $26. God is good. And then they told us about us being here. We had to pay for the trash service, recyclables, and trash. So we had to pay $130 for that. Guess what, God? God made sure that got paid, amen? Patience in his time. Although this was my weakest hour, because we were used to getting at the table, writing our bills down, putting it in the envelope, paying our bills on time. because his check was every 2 weeks. Amen. Going to once a month was, God said, my time. Whew, Jesus. So as we go through that, God said, okay, Maureen, I said, I got you. I want you to read Matthew 18:26. I was like, but why? And I said, you know what? I'm going to stop questioning. It reads, the servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me. I will pay you all. And then the master of the servant was moved by his compassion, releasing him, and forgave him the debt. And when we start getting things in order, God started dropping some things. Like, it was just crazy. It was, my husband sitting here laughing at me because I was like, okay, God, patience, your time, delay. In my weakness hour, I still have power to get on our knees and talk to my dad and let him know, I know the promises you made of me. I know the promises you said. And how you said, all heaven and hell shall pass, but your word will stand. I know your word is real. I know your word lives in me. But I'm trying to work, learn this word, patient, your time. Then he said, I really don't think you got it yet, baby. And I'm like, Dad, I'm really trying here. But please teach me patience. My sister been preaching it to me all the time. My husband been talking to me all the time. Then I woke up and was like, still going through. Called Pastor Toy today and was like, Pastor, I'm ready. I can't keep like delaying this. I don't have all the books I need to help me with the shows, my concordance, all my Bibles, my Bible dictionary. She said, your testimony is enough. And I was like, okay, I text her, I'm ready. And this is my testimony for you guys. Patience. No matter what the problem is, just stand on his unchanging hand. For the Lord thy God is patient. He is patient with us. In Romans 5:15-5, now may the Lord, or may God, of patience and comfort grant you to be like mindful and towards one another according to Christ Jesus. Yeah, that word is patient. So he's telling me I have to be patient with the people in the city of Philadelphia because those are people that we were waiting for to release Charles from his job, although he retired December the 11th. Not selfless though. There you go. You hear me say, I selfless though. Okay, that's the word. I have to take the word I out. I put the Lord, my God, got to be in this. You know what I'm saying? I'm human. I'm going to let you know what I did wrong. So I'm going to tell you from my mistakes. When things go slow, it's for your good. He's telling you to hold on, trust in me a little longer. I just need you to trust in me just a little longer. I didn't bring you out here to leave you. Just hold on to my unchanging hand because I'm not letting go of you. Amen. And we began to hold on. Listening to my husband get up, walk at night. I know that's when he kind of learned when he walks. And then I went to Thessalonians 1:3. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in the Lord Jesus in sight of our God and Father. Remember, without ceasing, your work of faith, labor of love, and patience in hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. See, I got so selfish that I felt as though I needed my books to help me prepare a word when God gave it to me, because I like to do my research. And Pastor said again, your testimony is enough. Time. I have all the time in the world now. A point of measuring in an hour and a minute past midnight or noon. Time. Plan and schedule around or when something happens before it's done. Patience. Accepting or tolerating a delay or problem. Suffering without becoming annoyed and anxious. Annoyed, anxious, you know, as you go through some things, sometimes you forget who your God is. As you go through some things, sometimes you forget, activate that faith that you've been preaching, that you've been praying, that you've been talking to other people about, but you forgot to remind yourself it's a problem. So I have to check myself. I have to look in the mirror and say, wait a minute, Maureen, this is not the God in you that you're getting anxious and you're getting annoyed with some people. It's not your time, but it's God's time. And I have to remember, I have to check myself. Amen. And like I said, you know, I try to keep it real. I called Pastor Toy today, and I was like, Pastor, how was your day? Sis, you know how me and you do. I'm ready. I couldn't say it no plainer than I'm ready for my show tonight. I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm going to take my testimony and let y'all know what it is and what it's hitting for. Amen. You have just tuned in to the Daughters of Ruth. This is Purpose Kingdom Network. And if you like to, I know now, it's the 1,421st episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And like I said, this is the show, The Daughters of Ruth. If you'd like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. For some reason, some people saying it's enough callers on. I don't know, but that's the message I've been getting. So still try to call in 319-527-6091. Amen. So my testimony tonight is to hold on. Hold on, because every promise God made you will come to pass. It's not your time, it's not my time, but it's His time. Not my time, not your time, but His time. Amen. And as I begin to talk to my husband about some bills needed to be paid, it was just, he was getting heated. I'm talking, he bust a vessel in his left eye, and I'm like, Charles, baby, calm down. You don't understand. I am the provider. I am the man of the house. I am the tail and not the end. This is This is not acceptable. They know when I retire. They know the paperwork is sitting on people's desks. My money should be in the bank. I'm like, calm down, baby. And my daughters, I need their help, and I can't find them right now. Nobody helping. They know their responsibilities, and I feel stuck. And that vessel just got loose, kept getting redder and redder. Next thing I knew, he turned around, and he had a palsy stroke. In the midst of him having a simple conversation that he kept in for so long, like when you shake a bottle of Pepsi or soda, that acid got a rupture, my baby ruptured, amen? But through it all, he didn't have to go to the hospital. God is awesome. He remembered who he was. He calmed down. His muscle is not strong like it was. But God is so good. Again, I'm going to say it again. He did not have to go to the hospital. He remembered who he was and started, like, calming down. He heard my voice, like, baby, we're better than this. I know you the head and not the tail. I understand that. You're a lender, not a borrower. I understand that. But God said, be patient. And he looked at me like, what? You talking about patience? Yes, I am talking to you about patience. Because if God said it, we got to do it. Yes, I am. So it was funny because those who know me know patience is not my forte. But these couple of months, God has taught me patience. And I'm grateful. I'm thankful to see what God has for each and every one of us, because patience is what we need to survive. Patience is what we need to walk this race. Patience is what we need to get to the other side. Patience. Because as you have patience, you got to remember your faith. And as you pray, remember who you are. Amen. And I just want you to remember who you are. Because faith, will take you everywhere you want to go. Your faith. You got to activate your faith. And you know, with Hebrews always tell you about your faith. Amen. Charles, do you want to say something, sweetie?
God is good.
All the time. Y'all know that's my other hand. I'm his rib, y'all. And I'm satisfied with being his rib, because I know he is a man of God. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. We walk by faith and not by sight. We don't see oxygen, but yet still we're breathing. So my story tonight is, activate your faith and patience and time for him. Take 15 minutes out your day, talk to him. Take another 15 and pray. Get to know who he is. Because I like to let y'all know, I go through some things just like you. That's why my husband always say before he speak, this is a two-edged sword. It's not just for you, but it's for him too, from the front door to the pulpit. Amen? Yes. And he always said that. So I'm telling you, this was a journey that was worth taking. It was a journey that was worth taking. I am grateful for the house that God gave me. I am grateful everything's on one floor. I am grateful that my mortgage and the electric bill and the water bill is paid. Tell me that's not God. Tell me that's not God. See, he do things in the midst of us having a breakdown to show you who he is. My God is just like that. He loves you without ceasing. His love is ever, everlasting. Amen. Oh, my God. He is just awesome. Ask me, please ask me why I serve him. Because of his love for me. His love for me. He knew I was messed up. He knew I was just disrespectful to others. He knew me. Every hair on my head, he knew. But he said, I still want her. Still can use her. Because he is just that kind of God. So no matter what you went through in life, no matter what you did, repent, tell your dad what you did, and keep it moving. Accept him as your personal savior. Accept him in your life. Believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. Believe he died and he's coming back for you. And he will not hold your past against you like some people will. See, that's the kind of God I serve. So, yes, he taught me patience in this past 5 months to really depend and rely on him. Depend and rely on him because it's not about me. But it's about the God I serve, the God that's within me. All power is his. All to his glory. His love that's everlasting. Amen. And I'm just like so happy that God is doing new things in our lives and while we living here in Locust Grove, Georgia, how he's moving on our behalf. It's amazing. It's simply amazing how he put things in our lives for reasons. We might not know everything that God has for us. But what I do know is what he has for me is for me. And no one can slow it up or delay it but me. So as I tell you, sometimes you got to put yourself in check. To God be the glory. for all the things he's done and the things he's going to do in our lives and how he placed people in your life for reasons that we might not always know. But trust me, it's for our good. Amen. And when he moved people out your life, again, it's for a reason. Amen. So, Jeff, hold on to him. Hold on to him. Because it's not over until it's over. So continue to stay focused. Continue to hold on. Because he cares about us like never before. He's watching us, everything about us. He's just here. He's not going nowhere. And guess what, y'all? I wouldn't want him to go anywhere but where he is. So continue to love on him and let him continue to bless you. Amen. And as you go through your day, just continue to believe in what my Father believed in. Because it's funny when I tell you, my God is awesome. He is worth the weight in gold just to lean on him. He is worth it, you guys. Don't go to sleep on him. Don't go to sleep on him. Do not go to sleep on him. And trust him. Because, again, your patience. See, patience can do good for you or it can hurt you. Some people get so impatient that they go out and do stupid stuff. But I have a God that convicts me. He had me like, oh, no, I didn't. Don't get me wrong. I ain't say nothing outrageous. Trust me. I was still in one accord with God and all his promises, but that little person inside was like, God, did I do anything wrong? Did we do anything wrong? Is that why the city of Philadelphia is holding my husband's paperwork up? Is it sitting on somebody's desk and somebody went, oh, they can wait? You know what I mean? What's going on, God? I don't understand it. I don't get it. I wanted to go to Philly, go to the prison system. Like, what's going on here? But I forgot who we are. We are a child of the Most High God. He got us. He ain't gonna bring us all the way down here and then say, okay, you done. He don't work like that. If you hold on to his hand, he will hold on to yours. The only way he'll let go is if I let go. But he's not going to let me go that far. Amen? But that's the kind of God I serve. But see, and when you get to where God needs you to be, like he got us all the way down here to Georgia. When we was in Philly, we had a church home there. So I thank God. It's called Roundtable Ministries in Philadelphia. But now that I'm in Locust Grove, Georgia, I have another pastor under, Man, Millennium Kingdom Ministries is like off the chain, and you see me advertising her book on my page. So Loving You Was Killing Me, and my pastor's name is Francisca Sumner, and she's dynamic. And when God put me with her, so I got Baroness Martin, the Martin Ministries, you know what I mean? Pastor Greg and Baroness Martin. Then I got Pastor Toy, and then I got her. I am so rounded. I'm so blessed. They took us into the family, and I'm telling you, I'm telling you, when you get churches that you can spiritually grow and learn something, although we're not in a building, we're on Facebook page every Sunday at 11 o'clock. We have services on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're going to have services 5 days. For Purpose Kingdom, it's the same way, 7 days a week. Purpose Kingdom Network. Did you hear what I said? 7 days a week, Purpose Kingdom Network has a show on. So you will be fed. Amen? Just tune in and let go and let God use you. Let go and let God use you. Amen? Because even Purpose Kingdom going on 1,421 episodes. You tell me that's nothing but God. Tell me he's not good. If you like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. 319-527-6091. Let me hear what you're thinking. Amen. For those who's on. Amen. Okay, Pastor Toy, that's anybody on the switchboard? Do we have any announcements? And can someone do the call of salvation?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, did y'all hear the words of wisdom that was spilling out of the mouth of the woman of God this evening? We bless and praise God for her. And for her obedience to just come forth and share her testimony, because we know that God is not a prospector of persons, and what he has done for her, he can and will do for you. Amen. Talking about patience and being able to walk in patience. And what I really want you to understand is when you get to a place where you are able to wait on God's timing versus your own time frame, when you get to a place when you are patiently able to wait for God to move, that is when you are at a place of a true faith walk. Because that means that no matter what it looks like, no matter how it sounds, no matter, you're just expecting God to show up and show out as he always does. And why are you expecting him to do it? Not just because his word tells us that he will, but because if you are already saved, it's not the first time he's done it for you. If you're a babe in Christ, if you look around, that's why the testimony of saved believers in Christ are important, because it is through our testimony, hallelujah, God, that we get the victory over Lucifer and every attack of his demons. Through the testimony do we build one another up. And when we realize that it is possible to wait and walk on God, I'm here to tell y'all it's nothing sweeter. Just to share my testimony briefly through this past year with this pandemic, I have heard everybody everywhere explain just how crazy they thought I was because I wouldn't apply for this program and I wouldn't do that program. Or and every time, you know, they, Toy, I know you're eligible, Pastor, we know that you'll get it. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, but God told me not to. It's other people out there that really need it. He got me. And some days I was sitting there going, okay, God, this sounds a little bit crazy. But I tell you, my bills have been paid. I have not, there has never been a day from start to finish in this thing, ain't even finished yet, that I've been hungry. And I don't mean hungry where I was eating food I didn't want. He gave me the desires of my heart. Why do I know that he'll do it for you? He's done it for me. But it all starts with that first step of faith. And that first step of faith is accepting the gift that God has given to each and every one of us. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, here comes the gift that he gave his only begotten son, and that whosoever believes in him, that their step of faith, shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. Hallelujah, God. So tonight we offer you that opportunity to come to that saving knowledge, to believe, to begin to accept that saving knowledge. And remember, it doesn't take a lot of faith. The Word of God tells us if you have the faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, it didn't even say a full mustard seed, it said a grain of a mustard seed, then you should be able to move mountains. So if that little bit of faith can move a mountain, guess what it can do in your life if you call on Christ Jesus this evening? It can move the mountain of sin. It can move the mountain of depression. It can move the mountains of sickness. It can move the mountains of perception. God is an all-changing God if you are willing to come to him this evening. And the way that you come is you simply say this prayer after me. You just say, Father God, I come to you this evening. I come with grain of mustard seed faith, asking to accept the gift that you gave, which is your son Jesus, asking him to come into my life, asking him to forgive me of my sins, asking him to begin to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. Said that prayer, then you just tell somebody. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning worship, Sabbath worship, Bible study, prayer service, mother's meeting. You don't have, that's all about a church membership. Tonight we are offering you a personal relationship. It's a lot of people with church memberships that's going to bust hell wide open because they don't have a personal relationship. So if you just tell somebody, hey, I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior, and according to God's word, then you are saved and we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, of course, once you obtain this relationship, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with D Block Church and the host, Sister Adrian M.S. Understanding Allen. Amen. She will be here at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And you can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. We do understand about the difficulties that some people are having with getting through on the phone line. So always know that you can always go on one of our social media pages and just hit there, and you will be able to listen to the Word of God via the live stream. Or you can just type in www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, and you can hear it through the live stream that way also. No matter how you choose to do it, we thank and bless God for you joining in with us. We also encourage you to please email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Now, I have one more piece of exciting news before we hand it back over to Reverend Maureen Lee. Guess what, y'all? It's official. Purpose Kingdom Network has obtained their broadcasting license, and coming May 9th, we will be PKN Radio, broadcasting 24 hours a day and blessing and praising God every step of the way. So please stay posted on our social media pages so that you can follow that and follow along with us as we get ready for this tremendous move of God in this new move in ministry, KN Radio. Know that we love you all with the love of Christ. Thank you for listening in, Reverend Maureen. Wonderful words this evening. The ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you, Chappie. I love you. See how God moved on her obedience. On the air, radio, on the air. Oh, that's nothing but God. The 1,421st episode, nothing but God. A show 7 days a week, nothing but God. Miracles happen every day, you guys. Every day. Every day. And as she said, this walk is more than a religion, but it's a relationship. The way that you get to know your boo, you got to get to know your father. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'm so grateful to be back on the air. I'm so grateful for being obedient to his word. I'm so grateful for the pastors that's in my life. I am so grateful for the fellowship that I have down here in Locust Grove. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm just so full of his love and his mercy. I'm grateful, you guys. I'm grateful. So continue to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as you were already told. Just continue to follow each and every one of us 7 days a week, you guys. It's a show on. 7 days a week, you guys. It is a show. Amen. And our dream for you is to get you closer to him, because during this pandemic, we were tested, we were tried. Some of us came out without a spot nor a wrinkle, and some of us got a little singe. Hallelujah. I got a little singe, you guys. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. I had to remember who I was and to whom I belonged. You feel what I'm saying? So trust in the spiritual process. You will bend, but you won't break. He's not going to put you somewhere with his grace and stuff. Just hold on to his unchanging hand. And remember, God loved you first. Remember, he loved you first. Through all your mess and bull, he loved you first. Because John 3:16 told us that. That's what we learned when we were in Bible study back in, I can't even go back because it's that long ago. John 3:16, y'all remember? Come on now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who shall ever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world thought through him might be saved. Through him might be saved. But that's the kind of God we serve. He put himself on an auction block and died for every sin we committed before we even committed it. Would you do the same thing to your son? Would you do the same? Amen. I'm just grateful. I can't explain how I'm looking at my husband, and what a wonderful man of God. An awesome father, friend, companion. He's who God made just for me. Just for me. And he's all there in the bag of chips. Minister Lee, would you like to say something before we sign off?
No, I'd like to show tonight on patience. And that's what God is teaching us in 2021, patience, because everything, even when we used to talk about on the other show, everything had to be microwave to where we want it so fast. Now in 2021, God is showing us how people are really real. And we always say, if somebody show you the side of them that you never seen before, believe them, because that's been them the whole time. So I just want to say, it's, you know, we gotta really start hitting our books this year. We really do. Because God wants his word to go forth, and you can't go forth if you can't bring it out like it's supposed to. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You heard it from the man himself. We got to hold on to his unchanging hand and trust and believe in the process.
Amen.
You will get singed, but guess what, you guys? You're not going to burn. A little soot. Like he said, a little soot never hurt nobody. Wipe you off, bounce back up, get on a horse. And they prostrate and say, Lord, here I am. Take me, for I belong to you. Use me. Amen. Amen. I'm like, I got 4 minutes. All I can continue to tell you is hold on. The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. So no matter what you're going through this month, trust and believe if someone out there going through worse than you. So encourage your brother and your sister to hold on. Continue to share Purpose Kingdom Network. As you see a show coming on, put it on your Facebook page. Put it on your Twitter. Put it on your Instagram. Continue to share God's word. And as you follow Maureen Lee, Charles Lee, Purpose Kingdom Network, Pastor Toy Daly, continue to follow our page because we put ministries on. Ministries are on the air. Ministries that will enhance your life.
Yes.
Ministries that will encourage you. This walk is worth the wait. Just continue. That's my granddaughter, y'all. Continue to just hold on because my God cares about you. And tomorrow, if you're not busy, we're going to have, I'm trying to get it out here because I like to be specific. Just tune into my page. It's something on Friday. I'm not sure what, but it's something coming on Friday. Just continue to look at the show, go back, rewind, and just stay focused and keep your mind stayed on a prize, which is King Jesus, and waking up one day to the other side. Long as you live right, heaven belongs to each and every one of us.
Amen.
As our grandparents always say, call them up, call them up. Tell them what you want, because Jesus is on the main line now. So continue to spread your love, spread encouragement. If you got to say something negative to somebody, I'd rather you not say nothing at all.
What was that song this week,
one? Which one, baby?
I've had.
Oh. Somebody. I can't hear you. Sing along.
I've had some good days. I've had hills to climb.
Keep going now. You can't keep us out there like that. But every time I look around.
But when I look around and think things over all of my good days, outweigh my bad days, I won't complain.
There you go. All of your good days outweigh your bad days. So don't complain. You have tuned in to Purpose Kingdom Network, 1,421st episode. I am your host, Maureen Lee, with the Daughters of Ruth. Coming to you again, I am so excited to be back and to share word next week, but the following week. But just continue to walk and talk with us because trust and believe God has a plan for you. Continue your walk. Continue to pray. Amen. Good night, everybody. Yeah! Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.